There's out of Springdale. There's a man by the name of out there owns a truck line, and he's a wealthy man. And he wears overalls all the time. Wears striped overalls all the time. Tell me. And,
Well, what about what would they hold? Oh, what would you hold over your head when it would rain?
They have a parasol for women. Women used a parasol. Some men use them, all right. The women used them in the sun, too, in the summertime, to break the sun off of theirs out. That back in my boyhood days, and up till I was grown and married, you go to church, there'd be lots of people walk to church, miles or more, and they walk to church through the summer, and they'd use a parasol to break that the sun from them, and the rain through.
Well, what would be the difference between a parasol and an umbrella?
Oh, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. The umbrella is the same thing as a parasol.
Well, now, in making up a bed, what would they call the kind of fancy top cover on the bed?
Cover lid.
Oh,
now and counterpins. They call now
there. Would that be the same thing either?
To a counterpin or a counterpin or a coverlid would be the same thing. And now they might have sheets. They might do it with a sheet.
Bedspread.
Now there, my grandmother, when she died, she had them coverlids that she had made there. They called it linsey. Two of them, they called it linsey. They were checkered, little checkered, a red and a white check. It was the prettiest thing you ever seen. And she'd wilt, and them right on that loom there. And
what about a at the head of the bed, you put your head on them?
Well, they're pillars or posters. There's a double. Some of them was just one single, and reached across the bed that two could sleep on. They call them bolsters.
Oh, and it
went
how far across the bed?
Yeah, it reached across the bed. But ordinarily, it's a pillar, just one for the pillar.
And it just goes all across the bed?
That poster there. Okay. And this bed, now that's goose feathers. Them pillars is made out of goose feathers back then. And they had the feather bed. They're not very many used now. They don't seem to use it. But it's.
Well, now, what would they put on to keep warm? What did they put on the bed?
They use a blanket
and
quilts.
Part of them was wool.
Yeah. Them blankets, and once in a while them quilts. There were some quilts made out of wool. And that quilt has got it's got a lining, and it's got either cotton or wool, what they call bats, in it. And then it's got the top, what they call the top. They put together, and then it's quilted. Quilt that there, and that's why they call it a quilt. It's sewed in, and they're warm. There's a few used wool now. Placing cotton in it makes a warmer quilt. Or for wool is warmer than cotton,
Well, now what about when they would put maybe some quilts or something down on the floor for children to sleep on if they
called it a paddock. Paddock.
Now, this next part is about